You're watching Radio Free Cybertron with your hosts, Brian Kilby, J.D. Church, Rob Springer, John DeLuna, Lady Reg, Bweebum, featuring XV.
So this is Radio Free Cybertron. I am Brian Kilby, and with me I have the usual crew. Hey guys, what's going on?
Hey, Brian.
Hey.
Just trying out some new stuff. You may notice some glitches or something. I got a new setup here, which I have every 3 months, so I'm maybe some problems. So,
what'd you pay for this one, Brian?
A lot. Half of my soul.
Half of your soul.
Oh, that's pretty cheap then.
Yeah.
Is someone carrying around that half of your soul in a little box that he can squeeze and cause you pain?
That would be awesome.
Yes. But, so if you notice any technical glitches or anything along the way, just please pardon our mess. Just imagine there's a little animated GIF of a guy, like, painting a fence that says under construction.
Oh, my God, those were the days.
Yeah. We're digging
a trench. GeoCities.
Yes, I miss GeoCities.
Dead body with a body lying next to him.
Was it last week that Derek J. Wyatt was talking about, like, building a place where they had, like, these terrible websites and, like, bad images and, like, colors and things? I was like, yeah, we did that. It was called GeoCities.
Yes.
Oh, GeoCities.
But, no John DeLuna this week. This week, John DeLuna is being played by Peter Van, a.k.a. Bweebum. Hey. We also have XV, Lady Wreck, and J.D. Church. Rob Springer is somewhere in the nether realms.
He's in the other dimension.
Yes.
At least he didn't say nether.
So, let me actually see if I can add Rob back.
Yes, Rob Springer is in nether regions right now.
Rob is adding himself back.
Speaking of nether regions, how about that Skype?
Hey, Rob.
Hey. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so. You love Skype, eh?
Man, I love Skype.
Yay.
Like,
they should have Trump all day.
It's such a flawless program.
It's on the line, eh?
It's free, so we can't complain. So this week I'm playing Reveal the Shield, so it turns out that Trailcutter is an Autobot.
And we're jealous.
Yes, so Trailcutter is an Autobot, and the lamentably orange-capped Megatron Decepticon.
Lamentably, that's awesome.
Yes.
It is, I guess. But I don't know. Man,
that's where Hasbro says the rules are the rules, fanboy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You want a gun Megatron? This is what you gotta get.
Well, yep. See what it is, this Megatron is it transforms into a toy gun rather than a real gun.
Yes, that's that's really meta.
I'm just gonna point out the obvious. Ultimate Warrior has an orange cap on his guns.
Oh,
so Megatron should follow suit because he is no better than the Ultimate Warrior.
This is why we love Rob.
Megatron's out there trying to get power from rocks, and Ultimate Warrior's like offending people en masse. Who's being the bigger bad guy?
That is very true. So on this week's show. We have what in the heck do we have? We've got news. We've got comic stuff. Amy has a new comic she wants to tell us about, which I read and I liked it. Just I'll tell you that. Spoiler. Day in history in our topic.
I want to tease this.
It's the most screwed up, twisted Twitter theater ever.
Oh gosh,
Rob, what
don't
so
even
far.
Go there. Are we so really going to play that?
Yes.
You know, what we should do is we should hand out some barf baggies.
We just put out a medical disclaimer that this
medical disclaimer.
Purposes,
come on,
it's for entertainment purposes only. There we went.
I've taken 4 showers. Okay, I cannot get clean.
I can't stop vomiting. Are you kidding?
I showed my boss it yesterday. Let me imitate his face.
He didn't fire you on the spot.
He was like. Hey, man. Hey, man. No, man. No.
No, no.
He's like, what the hell? He never finished his sentence. Like, what the hell is that? Uh-oh. It's a head case, man.
Oh, God.
Kim refused to watch it.
It's like,
so did I.
People are watching live.
I made Amanda watch it.
Can't refuse.
Oh, God.
You made her watch it. That's
yeah.
the problem.
I had to sit through it.
Strap your right. chair. If I have to take this.
You
have
it's like two girls, one cup, okay? You've got to other people do it.
Yes. So for people watching live, go ahead and go to, you can sort of, you know, open up a new window and you can watch this NRSC at the same time. TFvideo.net, it's the first post. It's insane. So.
But we don't recommend it.
You, it will make your eyes bleed.
See how fast it takes me to top this one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Instant vomiting.
In a brown bag or a Gatorade
bottle. No, just puking all over your computer. We are not responsible for any computer damages.
It was kind of great, actually. I mean, you know.
I do promise to top this one. I just can't tell you when I'm going to because these things are so random when I find them. Like, whoa, really?
Needless to say, this is Twitter theater.
Yes, way to go, Rob. Okay, so first up in the news this week, nominations for the next Hall of Fame are open until April 6th. And go to keepformers.com and nominate. And can you game this by going to other websites?
Yes.
Yeah.
Then, yes, sure. Go to AllSpark and all the other sites, too, and game it all the same.
We promote that. There's actually three ways you can do it through T-Formers. There's, you know, that newly launched Facebook questions that's on the T-Formers fan page on Facebook. You can go through the discuss conversation that's on the actual T-Formers article, and you can go into the forums and also nominate there.
Yes, do that. Do we have a fan favorite that we're trying to pull for? Blot. I saw someone say Blot earlier, and that would be fantastic, but I don't
know. Blot would be awesome. They will never do that, but that would be great.
Right now, there seems to be a movement in the fandom to get Erector nominated.
Oh,
I don't hold out hopes for that either.
No,
I'm waiting for a Skybite.
Skybite would be fantastic. Skybite would be a legitimate choice.
He's the greatest shark pound.
Yes.
You know, I think this will be the test, though. Like, we'll see who wins this year. No, we'll know like how legit this is based on who wins this year. It's like the question is like, are they fudging it, or is this really like the fan choice?
Well, the
we
obvious
did get Dinobot last time.
Well, also Scott McNeil was at the convention last time.
Mm-hmm.
So that was rigged.
Well, it's not just rigged. When the actual voting goes up, watch this little thing. It's not a radio button. You can click every single option and hit submit, and it takes it.
Yeah.
Well, it's empty PHP.
You know, Scott was right. I was right with Scott last year. As soon as he walked out of that, he was a little irritated, to say the least.
He was more interested in getting a smoke. He was like,
no. He was a little irritated that he actually didn't go up on stage. I mean, were you not there?
Oh.
Yeah. He was like, didn't go on stage. He was irritated. I remember trying to get a quote from him. He was like, yeah, guys. And he's like running to the door, cigarette and lighter in hand.
Again, of course, the best thing last year was when he was up on when he was being called to go up on stage for karaoke, but he was out smoking with the girls. And that was pretty awesome, actually.
The beautiful thing about Scott McNeil, if you go to a BotCon or AnimeCon or wherever, pick a con, he'll probably be there.
Yes.
If you want to talk to Scott McNeil without anyone bothering you, because you know you can't have a word about some... You know, dork stepping in front. He's like, God, I'm talking to him. Rude. Just go outside to where the smokers are and hang out for 15 minutes.
Or if there's any voice actor out there, I mean, they all go out there.
Yeah, or Gary, Gary Chuck, Peter Cullen, just wait till about 11. He'll be out there drunk and smoking.
Yeah, I mean, I don't smoke, but, you know, a lot of people in the comic book industry and voice actors do. I mean, going
That's
out
how they get flavor to their voices.
And, I mean, there's a lot of comic writers that do it, too, and you can just go out and sort of hang out with the smokers, and sooner or later they'll pop up, and, you know, you get a, you know, you kind of have to, you know, there's a distance you need to keep. You don't want to bug them while they're out there doing that, But
Scott McNeil literally walked up to me and Recharge and was like, hey guys, what's up? And we're like, hey Scott. And he's like, yeah. Don't bring up Beast Wars while I'm out here.
And we're like, no problem, totally, man.
He's taking
why.
A break.
Yeah. Look, like, I've been talking about this all day, guys.
Don't talk about Beast Wars.
You know, I've been on the show since then. Why don't you guys ask me about Jetfire?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, man, Jetfire. Okay.
So no, that's jetpack.
Jetpack. And so how is strong arm working for you, Scott? Great. Lots of people don't ask me to do that impersonation over and 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 over.
Okay. How about Wolverine?
But, well, he did do that for a while at BotCon, if you guys recall. Yeah. People get do BotCon versus Dinobot or whatever. He'd be like,
do Piccolo.
Piccolo, yeah. He's got his one voice. He can't escape. You just want, hey, do that commercial you did. Thank you.
Hey, so we and DS versions of Dark of the Moon game to be called Stealth Force Edition, and it sounds like Transformers does Twisted Metal.
Which I can dig.
Yeah. Well, it's not even confirmed that it'll have robot modes, so available June 14th. That would be a late birthday present for me, so I may get that. Actually, that, you know, if they're going to differentiate itself from the actual real consoles, you know, like the PS3 and the 360, this is a great way to do it, and yeah, way to go.
Vehicular combat games aren't bad.
It's just not a kart racer.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be awesome. I would go for that.
This beats an on-rail shooter any day.
If you had an Optimus Prime riding Drift.
With the trailer.
Kind of awesome.
With the trailer. That'd be,
yeah, actually.
Come on.
Quit smirking Drift.
That would be Transformers Double Dash.
Yeah, basically something like that.
Yes.
I can see you drifting.
With Roller in the... With Roller in the back throwing stuff.
I got I got dibs on Skids and Mudflap, because you know the sounds they're going to make. He threw shit at me, man. Yeah.
throwing wheelies, hump, and they...
Yes!
Oh, no.
Instead of, like, the oyster squirt, it's the humping, and it slows you down.
I need a... since they're going to make
would be
a
the most
game.
Useless one, though, because all he would do is rip out his own spark and throw it, and then he couldn't do anything else afterwards.
He would be like he would be an assist trophy type character. You just, hey, I got a Jetfire. Roar! And there's Wheelie just humping on Megatron's leg. Man, this is the best game ever.
Pardon me. I'm transforming my Reveal the Shields Legends toys during the show. So
awesome.
Apparently taking more brain power than he expected.
Yes, actually, they are more complicated than I anticipated.
Yeah, I understand Starscream's got a fairly involved transformation.
Yeah, I'm learning that right now because that's the one I'm transforming. So, okay, nice. So let's go ahead and jump to the next item. Boxed Loose and non-attendee BotCon sets have been sold out, and they did it in just 5 days. Wow.
Gone.
I mean, it took longer than that last year, and the sets didn't actually go up until, like, 2 weeks or 3 weeks before the convention, and everyone was chomping at the bit.
Go ahead and finish.
No, go ahead.
They said that they are holding a few back for the early errors there were in the online signups, but they're not expecting to be reopening any of the pre-orders for them.
Right. Yeah.
Imagine the guy who sent it in.
Yeah.
I'll get this. So, yeah. And, you know, it's hey, what the heck? I've sent it in.
What if people still lived in 1970s and faxed it over?
Hey, people do.
You mean like last year?
Yeah.
Don't they charge a fee for the faxing in the orders now?
Do they?
I heard. I don't know if it's true. Like, you made us plug up the Brother 9000.
Nice.
Oh.
But yeah, I get. Do you think it took so long last year because it was the G2 set? I mean, honestly.
How long did it take last year? I don't remember.
It took long,
but it took longer than this.
Yeah, it took much longer than this. Yeah. And people are chomping at the bit waiting for that to show up, so.
Well, look, maybe we can get a nice pie chart or graph or whatever, but since FunPub's been in to recent how long it's taken them to sell out of each set. Of course, 5 would like go to like 2010, but since then, all the sets sold out like right off the bat pretty much. So
did the 2009 set sell out right away?
Pretty quickly. I think it took up a couple of weeks. 08 was a couple of weeks. 07 was like, I think, a month at most. And 06 was a month or two. But
I think Games of Deception did not take a whole lot longer than this animated set, actually.
I just barely got my Games of Deception, and I mailed it in and pre-rigged like a week or two later. because I was waiting for a tax return.
Did it seem like in the, like the old days though of BotCon it was like, please, please, Rich, we get a toy, please. The only one I went to was 01 again, and I'm like, I seem to recall like even last day they were like, please take this Tigatron.
They miraculously always had enough back then.
Yeah, it was a much smaller convention.
Would you like an RC? Please.
I wonder.
Comes with Tigatron.
I wonder if last year was because, you know, with the new online registration system instead of just the paper-based, there was complications, so a lot of people were still a little, you know, iffy about using that. But this year, they launched it full force. It didn't seem like there were as many bugs as the other one. And then this year also featured a lot of molds, you know, the RC and the Rodimus mold that people have not been able to get because they were limited.
You know, I'm going to also throw up a bit of shenanigans, I'm predicting, because the 09 set supposedly sold out pretty quickly. If you noticed, at 10, they had plenty of them for sale at the Fun Pub line. It was like, what, $300, and you could just write them for them. I want the 09 set. And so I'm like, they probably have some left just for sale at the show, just to, I guess, have for whatever reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they always miraculously pull some out. This is completely, we're all out of the freebie toy. Time for the auction. We have 20.
I want to chalk this year's up to the fact that it's a BotCon, that the BotCon set is Transformers Animated and it's Stunicons. But mm-hmm. I mean, I just don't know. I mean, we don't know what kind of numbers that these were released in. I mean, you have to assume that you know, the numbers that were produced are equal to last year's or greater. But
minus all the ones that ended up on eBay.
You know,
yeah.
You just stop in just a quick second. It's also a movie year.
True. Yeah.
The wiki is not loading up for 40 minutes every time you log in for the next few months.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, all the fan sites are going to be overlogged for a while. I mean, it's just true. It's a movie year.
Let's capitalize on that, gang.
That's right. Dark of the Moon in every tag.
Let's tag Dark of the Moon.
I think that it's just, I guess, I mean, the toys are cool and all, but for the people that can't afford it, they just kind of got to hope for the best.
You
just got to go there and push people over.
It's just the unpolite realism of it. You can't afford it.
True.
Right.
Get out of my gold bug. He's like $5.
That's nice.
Sorry.
That's a great mold.
Yeah, it is. I didn't actually find the Bumblebee mold, so I'm glad they did gold bug. So,
I've got the Bumblebee, but I want the gold bug.
He's nice.
I love my legends.
Yeah.
It looks like someone was right about them taking off big time eventually.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, you were. So, actually, my favorite bit of news from all week, and XV shared this with me on Sunday. XV had suggested that the next masterpiece item might actually be another Convoy, and we were told that the Masterpiece Convoy Final Edition, the base, would hint at the next Masterpiece toy, and it hints that the next Masterpiece toy will be another Convoy.
Yay. Is this the Resurrection Edition? Like, what does that even, what does this mean?
That's so crazy.
What's happening?
There's just a quick rule of thumb when it comes to Takara. If they say they're no longer, yeah, and there's going to be a whole lot of them, every chance they get. And if they've got one mold, it's like, wow, man, they don't make sideburns anymore. Yeah, they wore the mold out. Fix the mold, man. It's Convoy.
Yeah.
There is not enough Optimus Prime toy. Yeah, in fact, there might be more Optimus Prime toys than individual Darth Vader figures at this point.
Ooh.
I'm almost willing to wager there's been more Optimus Primes than Darth Vader's made.
I just don't understand. I mean, he's red and blue. He's black. He's white. He's gray because he's dead, and now he's back to red and blue?
You know, actually, yeah. We don't know for a fact that it's going to be another, you know, G1 Convoy. It could be
Sure Shot.
It could be guess Jinrai. Jinrai is not exactly Convoy, but you know,
not in Japan.
He looks like it. But I would love to have like a God Jinrai. But, you know, Japan's actually is doing sort of mixing their memes, so to speak. They'll throw in American stuff from time to time. But, like, you know, the G2, like the GoBot set, which was just the mini bots and everything.
Random.
But it could also be Star Convoy. I mean, that's another option, which would be weird. For me, I really, really want it to be Big Convoy. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
That'd be the craziest masterpiece ever.
Wait, guys. Pepsi Prime masterpiece.
If I can reach mine,
yeah.
Right,
throw a sticker on that son of a gun and put him in another box.
breaking,
you want in on this? Yeah, put a coupon in the box.
Breaking news. It turns out that Reveal the Shield Megatron is a Decepticon.
Oh,
no.
Oh,
sneaky.
That cheating.
That's not even right.
Time. Yeah.
At least he's going to tell me they're the good guys.
Did he at least Ultimate Warrior himself and put a orange on his gun?
Nah, if he Ultimate Warriored himself, he would have this long, rambling blog that... If you've never actually sat down and read his website, do it. It will drive you mad. But yeah, so I'm really hoping that it's a Big Convoy. That would be fantastic.
I'm really hoping that it's just a new, completely remade, regular G1 Prime again.
Yeah, that would be classic.
But they would say that
just for Takara to be Takara.
It wouldn't
forever.
Be G1 Prime. It would be Robot Heroes Prime. What are you thinking?
Or Robot Masters.
Sorry, Robot Masters. Robot Heroes would be even better, but Robot Masters is what I was thinking. Okay, so let's see here. Coming for the 2011-2012 season, the hub is Rescue Bots, which is probably going to be the best thing. We didn't talk about this last week. No, this was just announced this week. We got a couple weeks ago. We got pictures of the toys, which look amazing. With the renders of them look amazing. We don't actually have pictures of the toys yet, but so a Rescue Bot series. This is great news. Great news.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, it seems to be coming at the cost of the next season of G.I. Joe Renegades.
That is bad news.
Yes, because G.I. Joe Renegades is a legitimately good show.
Yeah.
But there's going to be a point where you can stop and say, hang on. There is three separate Transformer series on the same channel at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Three?
Yeah.
G1.
Geonosaurus Prime, G1, and...
Oh.
You can just literally stop and be like, when this falls, it's falling hard.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's kind of like back in the early 2000s when we had two or three Transformers series running concurrently. We never really thought it would ever top that. And it did.
Yeah.
Well, it, like, filtered out for a little bit. I was like, well, I guess they finally burned out. It's just Cybertron, and Universe is now the Family Dollar repaint, so... Oh, never mind. Exploded again.
Yeah.
Boy. And then there'll be the whole Dark of the Moon madness. It's like, okay, kids. Everyone stop and tell their mom they want the new Optimus Prime toy next fall. And then wait for the phone call. No, not that one. No, not that one. Yeah, the one that turns into a truck. No, not that one. Yeah, it's a little one. No, not that one.
Mom, it's a dead one. I don't want the dead truck.
Walmart will have an entire 8-foot section of just different Optimus Prime and Bumblebee toys.
True.
In 1 year from now. Fine.
So we actually got pictures this week of Decepticon Hatchet.
Yeah,
so this is really nice looking.
It's amazing.
It's a jet that turned into a griffin.
Yeah. That's it's very robots
in
disguise.
Kind of like that.
It's very robots in disguise.
One, it's an old fandom thing that's come to happen. A bestial robot mode that turns into a vehicle. You know, that was people's always like, why does it always got to turn a cassette or the robot's got to turn into a beast, like a bestial form? Why can't they have a bestial robot mode and turn into something useful?
Or remember that Diaclone triple changer that had the llama mode?
Yeah.
Everybody was latched onto that for a while, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, Ravage last time was kind of cool, but all he turned into was Ravage wadded up. This is actually turning into something.
Yeah, that's true. That Ravage.
It looks like it hurts, too.
But yeah, very nice looking. Very nice looking. Hey, JD, you know what?
Yeah.
You know
what? Do your 3D glasses still, JD?
I do have my 3D
glasses.
It's 3D glasses time.
Take that Dramamine. Put it on.
Yeah, so now there's actually something to look at. What is it?
It's like a Delic.
Ratchet.
Remember to wear your 3D glasses and click go.
You get a 3D ratchet. It's,
is he really in 3D?
Hey, what do you know? Like, it looks better than Optimus.
Oh. Kind of makes me want to throw up.
Yeah. It's not bad. It's kind of 3D-ish. You know, for Anaglyph.
Looking at the vehicle, really makes you really sick. I mean, honestly. That's just not appealing at all.
Mm.
You know,
anyways, 3D though. Hey,
it might be better though than the 07 movie with hold a piece of red cellophane up to your computer screen and try to find things.
Ooh,
that got sucky real quick.
Speaking of 3D, USA Today's website had an article about the use of 3D in movies, and they quoted Michael Bay from the production of Dark of the Moon, saying that they really were doing too much too soon with this, and that he figured they were kind of wearing out 3D's welcome before its time with overexposure.
That's good to know.
No, he's right. Mm-hmm. He's right. Because
I think so, too.
Finally, somebody with a brain.
Michael Bay. Imagine that.
Yeah. Makes you wonder, whoa, did you get off the drugs or something? And that's the reason why you had this moment of clarity?
Winning.
If it's something that Michael Bay knows, it's excessive, right?
So yeah.
Michael can see these things.
They said, well, Michael, tell us about the 3D production process. Okay, we take a lot of these pills in the Ziploc bag. And then
what Michael Bay's problem with the 3D is, I bet, is that he can't figure out a way to make the lens flares and sunsets come off the screen at you.
And actually hit
you. You know, the last 3D fad, which was in the 80s, and they put it in a lot of horror movies, one of the big complaints was, it's kind of the complaint now at HDTV and a lot of live entertainment, it exposes the fakeness. For example, Friday 13th 3 was a 3D, and there's a scene where Jason squeezed this woman's head and her eyeball shot out at the screen. Well, the minute you didn't watch it in 3D, there was like, hey, there's the rod holding this fake eyeball. Now it's digital, of course, and still a 3D, but it's like, hey, Jaws is just floating there, not doing anything.
Yeah, they're doing a lot of stuff 3D nowadays, even in, Avatar, right? 3D was not exactly gimmicky 3D. It's just to make it more realistic.
Well, once again, it's okay.
That was done well, though. Avatar was the whole point was to make it work at its best. Everything else.
Yeah, they forgot a script, but
the expense of a script to make it look realistic.
Avatar had a script. It had eight scripts, pieced together.
Scripts, and they took one line out of each script and then started.
Jake Scully can't walk. Jake Scully loves girl. The end.
Yeah, the only movie that I saw in 3D that I liked was Piranha 3D.
For obvious reasons.
Yes.
I'll actually joke. The journey to the center of the Earth was pretty fun in 3D because this is terrible. Oh, look, a bird flew by. This is terrible, but the 3D has actually saved us completely. I'm having a good time. Do I want to watch this at home? No.
You know, I can get behind using 3D in movies. I imagine that's how Avatar did. I didn't actually go watch that because, really, I have better things to do with $10. Like your mom.
Still ain't getting in.
No.
But, your mom joke made me lose my train of thought. No, if the 3D is just used to increase, your sense of depth in the picture, that's one thing. But having things fly past your head is kind of just... You're doing it for the wrong reasons.
You know, 3D is actually I can't think of a good reason to do 3D. It's just a gee whiz factor. Well, and if you can squeeze in an extra $3 out of a someone, if we can it's just to make a little more money per ticket.
You're paying for that extra projector.
It just makes simple business sense. It's like, okay. It's people are having a hard time paying their bills right now. They can't pay their gas. They're waiting for 1 month for the movie to just go to Redbox. Hey, let's do something they can't get at home. And, even now they can get it at home, but they're still like, yeah, let me go see that in the theater. Because, a movie like Transformers, it's like, no, you need to see that in a theater.
Yeah, and I'm going
it's coming right at you. It's like, luckily, current HD is like the full HD. It's 3D HD. Like, you cannot get this at home, and even if you could get this, it would not be the same. $14.99, buy popcorn, buy slushies, come to the theaters, for God's sakes. The guy who painted the walls is losing his house.
So, actually, I want to jump to the next story because it's actually, I think, the coolest thing all week. We actually got pictures of Leader Ironhide, who looks amazing.
Yeah, it does look really nice.
Must have Rambo knife.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
So
that was one of the things that stood out when I looked at the pictures.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Let's see here, a couple of shots. Vehicle mode just looks great, gorgeous. I love the not for resale or not for sale there. This is definitely a test.
They should really start making that an actual paint application.
Yes,
for the final toys.
They should go back into the completely destroying the toy, and it suddenly shows up on eBay melted. Is this it? I think Cybertron Landmine's going to be red and covered in poop.
Yeah, Don in the chat saying, does it remind anyone of Beast Wars Silverbolt? And yeah, I can see that. I can see what he's meaning. It's the little thing in the head, the not antennae, but yeah, I see it. And the face sort of looks like a muzzle. But yeah, great looking toy. He has sort of a dog face anyway, which I think is part of the design.
Has there been a bad movie Ironhide toy? Because they've all been pretty stand up.
I don't know, I haven't bought it. Well, I bought Recon Ironhide, but I didn't actually take the Ironhide part out of the package. I just wanted the weapons.
I've got, like, some Voyagers and some Legends and the Deluxe. It's like, man, they keep... This is the one guy they can't screw up. Did I say that? Okay. Oh, look, he's falling apart in a box.
Dead.
Okay, so I'm not... I'm putting my Legends away because they're distracting me.
Yeah.
But look, sorry.
It's too hard.
But look, yeah, it's not hard at all. Optimus is really nice. I'm actually really impressed with this. And he's an Autobot.
Oh.
Really?
But yeah.
Again. Big shock.
You know, I was really hoping when they announced the Reveal the Shield thing that there would be some quality control problems and toys would randomly come out with wrong rub symbols.
Me too.
Yeah, that would be great. I mean, that would actually add some value. Haven't got to Trail Cutter or Prowl yet, but I'll do those after the show. I'm too distracted, but I'm really impressed. Like, really, really impressed. I've actually never...
Wow, that's really small.
Yeah, I mean, it's a Legend-sized toy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, it's the same... realistically, it's the same price point as Spy Changers, mm-hmm. which I also love.
That's fair.
They're kind of the evolution of Spy Changers.
Yeah, they are. I mean, when the G1 Spy Changers came out back in 1903, something like that,
yeah,
I was, like, just stoked. Because, like, oh, my God, we're getting Optimus. We're getting, you know, all these characters.
Everybody loves Spy Changers.
Not everyone.
Everyone should have.
I especially love Spy Changers. But yeah, Rob's exactly right. This is basically the next evolution in Spy Changers, and they're fantastic. I mean, just so, you know, detailed. I mean... His Optimus' transformation is pretty phenomenal, and I'm not going to do it again. But
wow.
just fantastic. I know someone out there will probably make a trailer for the 1,500 of these. That, you know, that actually wind up in the hands of collectors.
But, I want one of the fan companies to make tiny little Power Master armor for Legends Legends Prime.
What was that, XV? Sorry. I missed that. My microphone headset cut out.
I want one of the fan companies to make little miniature Power Master trailer for the Legends Prime.
Ooh.
Give them a few years when you're no longer going to find them.
Yeah, exactly.
Good thing I bought that Ultra Magnus when it came out.
Yeah. I got Ultra Magnus.
Wow. It's guys, look, they made a third-party kit for Beast Machines Cheetor. It's coming out this summer. He's got swords.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the same concept as that Cliffjumper add-on that just came out and looks terrible.
Yeah.
Why is it Lucas Brothers can hit it within a couple of months of the toy releasing, but everyone else is like, you'll be able to get classic Cliffjumper in 2030?
Yes. Oh, Rob. okay, so what is this, XV? We got the, what is it, the 1/35th scale dual mode Bumblebee and Optimus?
Dual model.
What are these?
EMK.
They're way too expensive.
but they're metal and stuff.
So's titanium.
These seem to be an evolution of the Takara trans-scanning figures from the first movie, where there's a base frame that you build the robot or vehicle mode onto.
Do they transform? I don't think they actually transform, but
the first ones you could rearrange the parts to.
They're like opposable robot replicas, sort of?
Essentially.
Yeah, they're like the Gundam, like the bigger model kit style deal, where it was like it had a underskeleton and then you'd attach
like
the,
a perfect grade
armor. Yeah, like the perfect grade stuff.
Or the later,
it's like Centurions.
Yeah, it's a posable, probably metal body frame that the vehicle parts go onto to make the toy.
Yeah, it probably transforms in the essence of like Red Ultra Magnus transform. Take them apart and put them back together.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what the trans-scanning figures that Takara released with the first movie did. That's what I was explaining before.
Yeah. Except this time they added 100 to it.
Right.
And we got some pictures of, are these actual photographs? Yeah, these are photographs, not renders of Sonicron.
I wish they were renders, because then there'd be an excuse for it not looking that great.
Yeah. Hey,
it turns into a cassette recorder that nobody uses.
Yeah, I'll put that up on.
Actually, some people still do use those micro cassette recorders.
Yeah, so, you still get them. Reason.
Yeah,
you absolutely. Still get them, but why?
Radio Shack had the whole case full of them.
I think it.
Yeah, people actually go to Radio Shack still.
Yeah,
I do. Down those shows.
Although they don't, that's why Radio Shack still has a whole case full of those recorders.
It's the Shack now.
You can go to any Walmart and find them, and you stop and say, "Who bought this?" And then you stop and say, "Old people."
Dead.
I'm
people
just listening
these.
To my notes. I do not need to put it on my computer first.
Yeah. So there he is. It does not really look appealing. At all.
No.
He's based on the Guido Guidi's
Hell Megatron unused design, of course, but
maybe? I don't know.
But you can put the cassettes in him.
Can you?
Just one?
Yeah.
He'll be like, you know, $80, and it's because this is a fan production.
I don't know where I saw it.
You could, like, totally just go by music label Soundwave instead.
Yeah.
I don't know where I saw it, though, but there is a picture of him with, like, laser beak or something.
It's got metal screws, man. It's going to be worth it.
Yeah.
Die-cast screws.
Die-cast screws forever. It's a lost art. Okay, so, and actually, in the last bit of news, it's not confirmed, but general thought is that the NASCAR, and it's not really NASCAR, it's more like a
Rally
racing,
Deco.
Yeah, right. Deco. Yeah. Sideswipe repaint is going to be a Japanese exclusive. That sucks, because it's a really nice-looking toy, but...
And from the start, it was rumored to be limited to 1,000 pieces. So.
Yeah, I'm calling Generations exclusive. Isn't there a new printing of that coming?
They're holding off, but it will come back, you know, also known as when Dark of the Moon decides to die down.
Yeah.
Dark of the Moon.
Dark of the Moon. Or it'll be revived for War for Cybertron 2.
It's coming
out next year.
I'm pretty sure that's going to be some book exclusive. At those numbers, come on.
The Generations book that there's been like two volumes of it in Japan.
Either Generations or what's that new book that had the Elite Guard Prime toy?
I don't remember.
That's a magazine, wasn't it?
It's going to be some limited exclusive, probably tied to a book, I believe. I mean, that would make sense. That's too obvious.
It's got to be some kind of premium for something in those numbers.
Yeah, I got to get another credit card. Great.
It was the million bullshit.
Sorry, I was just asked to not rub the legends in the faces of the fans, so I will not do that anymore.
It could also be like one of those things where when you purchase like 500,000 yen worth of Transformers toys, they give you that for free.
That's true. Yeah. hey, Peter.
Yes, sir.
So, what's going on in the chat this week?
Well, let's see. We have officially scared everybody for Twitter.
And like you're welcome.
And like we said before, find a plastic bag, a double bag, paper bag, something that can hold liquid for a certain period of time, because when we broadcast this, you may need it.
Yes, agreed.
Or you know, just go purge. I don't know what something. Just do something so you.
We're purging our fans to vomit.
Yeah, but here, then it'll just be the dry heaves, and that's no fun either.
Yeah.
At least you don't need the bag anymore.
You want to be able to bring something up when you do that.
and so we were speaking about the Botcon sets and why it went so fast this year, but it seems like more people like the G2 sets.
Really? I love the G2
everybody
sets.
Everybody who purchased one so quickly this year was dead wrong. There was a little mini debate of a Tigatron figure being redone for I'm not sure why. But it might have been because of the Botcon talk, because they did Ravage,
K9 Metals Ravage was...
Oh, yeah.
That's true. That was well done.
Yeah.
X9.
K9. Yeah. K9. He's a dog, not a cat.
He's not a dog. That's been a popular misconception.
I was one of the people that thought he was a dog. Before I got into the online fandom, I thought Ravage was a dog. Not a jaguar.
Bad kitty line, but okay.
To give you at least a little bravado, I think it's in Sweden or one of those countries.
Sweden.
The land of the Swedes. His name is Dog.
And one of those.
Was that in Mexico, Rob, or something like that? Because there was a country where he was a dog. But I thought it was like either Mexico or somewhere in South America.
Could be. For some reason, I thought it was one of the more Nordic countries. But yeah.
Jaguar Panther.
One of them he is known as Dog.
Of the cat.
Sweden, a country that totally exists.
That's horrible right there. Sweden. First.
On Swedeland. Come to Swedeland. We've got so much tourist attractions like a kitty named Dog and
and
none of these movies look the way you remember them. Here at Swedeland.
Swedeland. Okay. Actually, speaking of characters that aren't like we remember, IDW Comics, there's stuff going on.
Oh no.
Nice segue.
That's our magic way of doing it.
Segue, Brian. No, really? Okay.
Hey, actually, no. Amy, there's a new book out this week, and it was good, I thought.
Cool. I'm glad that you liked it. We got Rising Storm number 2. It's the second movie title that will be getting, that will run all the way up until the movie comes out. Well, I think.
Well, how many months do we?
Well, I know that all of the movie stuff pretty much is going to be over with by the time the movie comes out. So, we're going to be getting Rising Storm Foundation and, of course, the adaptation. So all of those are going to end by, I think, the adaptation will be out. Actually, get this. The trade paperback for the adaptation is going to be out before the individual issues. And all of June will be the individual issues. And... Rising Storm and Foundation should wrap up just before BotCon, so.
I'm making sense of that, actually.
Making sense of that? What, did you buy the trade paperback before the individual issues? Yeah.
This is why. You know why?
Why?
Think about Revenge of the Fallen time, when those trade paperbacks at Defiance and the novelizations were in your Blockbusters and Walmarts. Mm-hmm. They're not carrying individual issues, but they're going to carry those trade paperbacks in this movie tie-in. So they're like, hey, put the individuals out at the comic shops where they're waiting for a trade paperback if they decide to buy it, or go ahead and put them in Walmart where people will for their kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For $4.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Put it in a Target. Hey, there's a new Transformers movie. Look, they got a kiosk.
So, who else? Okay, we liked Rising Storm issue 1.
Yeah.
I remember liking it, and issue 2 is as good as issue 1. So,
have not read it.
Pretty good, yeah.
So, JD, did you read it?
I didn't get to read it.
Okay.
You didn't get to read it? Well, basically, it shows where Shockwave came from. And what happens when a brain unit decides to switch sides?
Yes.
What's a brain unit?
Lots of smirking happens.
You'll have to read it, I guess, to get it. Oh. No, brain unit, it was like some little robot that's supposed to download information, And somehow it starts to become sentient and decides, I don't want to be around these guys anymore, so it leaves.
I love how they throw exposition in, because the spoiler, Willie talks about how Sam is bummed because he broke up with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Nice.
And he starts calling him Sammy. It's not Sam, it's Sammy. I was like, great.
And one neat thing, I don't want to spoil it, but they reference some stuff from history, and it's kind of neat how they throw that in. It doesn't seem too forced. A little forced.
Yeah. So has Bag of Hangers shown up in the comic?
Really? Bag of Hangers is not in the comic, no.
Oh.
Just look for a pencil scribble at the bottom. Oh, there she is. Oh.
Well, there's also, we've got a couple more little nuggets of goodness. WonderCon is going to be this weekend, but before, we've got a little nugget of goodness coming from the IDW forums. Andy Schmidt let it out that James Roberts will be writing both ongoing issue 22 and 23.
Cool.
And I expect that we'll probably be getting more at WonderCon this weekend, so we might have more to tell you next week. Or, if you can't wait that long, you can always follow my Twitter account, and I'll tweet if there's anything awesome. And that is ladyofrec@twitter.com. So.
Excellent. Okay, cool.
That's everything in the comic news this week.
And an unofficial poll on T-Formers, people really are glad that somebody's handling some part of the ongoing that's not Mike Costa.
Wow.
Not the favorite fan favorite, but yeah. James Roberts was one of two people they gave us Last Stand of the Wreckers, so definitely I'm excited. I'm really excited about this. But we have to wait until August, unfortunately.
Oh.
So, hey, JD, is going on this week in history?
Well, March 29th, 2000, the Beast Wars Metals remix, I Lost My Banana, premiered in Japan.
Awesome.
What?
It's really obscure stuff, man.
Well, I mean, back then, one of the running gags in Beast Wars was the Optimus Primal, or Beast Convoy, loved bananas.
Mm-hmm.
He was always looking for his bananas.
Yeah.
They threw that in. It was nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing when you take like an American show and take it over to Japan like that, and it can become a different show.
Entirely.
Yay.
Yeah.
Well, when you throw in bananas anywhere, it really does become a completely different show.
Yeah. And also Rob was born.
Yes, happy birthday, Rob,
happy
who's not
birthday.
Here.
Of course he's not there.
Now he's not on. So, he missed that.
He missed
so
his birthday.
No happy birthday.
Shout out.
No more birthday for you, Rob. Doesn't exist.
Yeah, happy birthday, man.
Okay, so this week, this is a topic that XV ripped from the pages of the AllSpark. Which characters have been ruined forever? For Hall of Fame purposes, Hasbro treats all versions of a character as the same character. What characters do you think have a version of themselves that pretty much ruins it for the rest of them?
Ooh.
Oh boy.
Really? No.
I call Megatron.
I was going to call Megatron.
Every version that's not Beast Wars diminishes Beast Wars every Megatron.
Yes, that's true.
Armada Megatron. Kinda the EAC or.
Armada Megatron was pretty sweet.
I like
see,
Armada
that's like
Megatron.
Right after Beast Wars, Beast Machine style Megatron. So it's like, it just has gotten worse.
And God help me, I do love Robots in Disguise.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like a nice little comedic turn for him.
See, I can't watch the Robot in Disguise. See, and this is like the thing, and I don't want to beat the ground with a dead horse, but the aligned continuity just doesn't work for me because the RID is not primary Transformers to me. It's like, that's not Megatron to me. So
what is primary? I mean, what does that mean, though? Because
it's just like a pocket universe. It's a separate deal. I can't put them together in my head.
Well, I mean, you know, going to XV's point, you know, saying that any character that's not, you know, Beast Wars Megatron doesn't, you know, kind of ruins Megatron. I mean, you really can't rationalize them into being, you know, Beast Wars Megatron into being the G1 Megatron. So,
no.
I mean, so, I don't know. I guess if another character that could be ruined would be, I want to say Galvatron, because the movie Galvatron just totally screws up Galvatron. Because, of course, Season 3 Galvatron is the real Galvatron. The Frank Welker Galvatron is the one worth actually watching. The crazy, godlike Galvatron.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the first version ruins?
Yes.
just
like Megatron. First version of Megatron sucked.
Right. Okay.
No, but no, seriously.
I did go there with you.
Seriously, no. I love Galvatron. I really do. But you can argue quite easily, honestly, that Transformers movie Galvatron and G1 Season 3 Galvatron are kind of not the same character.
I kind of view those characters separately because...
They're different takes on the same character.
He had a lot of trauma after the end of the movie.
Yes.
And, you know.
But, you know, it used to be the other way around back when I was, back before I was, like, really into Transformers, like, when I was a teenager. I always looked back at G1 Galvatron, the G1 Season 3 Galvatron. I thought, man, he kind of sucks. I really like the Leonard Nimoy Galvatron better. But, you know, 15, 16, almost 20 years into being, like, a pretty hardcore fan, man, I loves myself some Frank Welker Galvatron. I just... the Leonard Nimoy Galvatron is just a little too...
Yeah.
I mean, he's a little too generic. He's just some... Yeah, generic is a pretty good word for him, because he's not, like... There's really nothing that sets him apart other than being voiced by Leonard Nimoy.
Yeah, and then the Frank Welker Galvatron is completely insane in an awesome way.
Yeah, he destroyed Was it Jupiter that he just completely...
Well,
no, it was Thrall.
Did it have? I forgot. It's been forever since I've watched Five Faces of Darkness.
Good.
I love Five Faces of Darkness, though.
But you shouldn't watch it.
You shouldn't.
No. but to get back to the topic, I guess. God. I mean, I guess if we're saying what unified, then what ruined the character.
I mean, you know, the IDW comics, pretty, or especially Dreamwave, is ruined.
Yeah, like Jazz. Oh, yeah.
Jazz is now.
Oh no, I have to say a bigger one than that. Spike is completely ruined.
I agree. I totally agree.
But screw the humans.
They put him in a place where he often just let's squish him and get over with land.
Yeah, well, I feel that way about a lot of humans. not just in Transformers. But Jazz, yeah, Jazz is gone. I can't. I wash my. Jazz is dead to me.
Aww.
Gone. Ruined.
Even if they explain it in the next two or three issues, make it.
There's no explanation. There's no explanation that will make it right.
Good ones.
What if the human wasn't really human? Maybe he was made out of sand.
It won't matter because his perception was that it was a human.
Yeah.
So that won't matter.
Maybe it turns out that Jazz was abducted and he became Decepticon Jazz.
Oh, yeah. The Marvel explanation for everything. It was a clone.
Somebody rubbed his chest and it turns out it was
Decepticon. Honestly, I wasn't that crazy about the Eddie Winslow version either, so.
Yeah.
Jazz hasn't been Jazz since ever.
Jazz hasn't been Jazz since season 2.
It's like they have. It's like, hey, remember we got Jazz? Yeah, they put him in everything, but not actually beat him.
I completely lost you, Rob. Your Skype's screaming with you.
Skype is terrible.
They've been terrible all day.
This is apparently the logic.
Skype testing.
It's terrible.
It's terrible.
This is the logic of Jazz. Remember the great character Jazz from Transformers? Yeah. Let's put them in it, but not actually make it jazz.
Yeah.
We'll just, anybody else slap the logo on it. That's great. That's great. Hey, you know that wheeljack guy? This time he's going to actually decide to wipe his name wheeljack.
This is the best show ever.
Jazz hasn't been jazz since that commercial from Action Masters.
Yeah.
That was the last time jazz was jazz.
What was that comic story during Matrix Quest where it was like an alternate universe like Galvatron from? He was pretty jazzy, dude, and after that, just guy in background.
Okay, I heard Matrix Quest and Galvatron.
It's a new game. Guess what Rob is saying on Skype.
I'm just going to start cussing and automatically.
It'll broadcast.
I thought I was having problems.
Don't worry about it.
No, it's nice and clear. But, no, it's like, guess what from that. I think probably what Matrix Quest is where we're starting to first started by Galvatron. Would you mind repeating? You guys want burgers for that?
What are you talking about?
You guys want burgers for that? Shit, damn. Did that go through?
Yes.
Close enough.
I knew it.
Enough for it to be funny.
Yes.
Damn you.
God.
Oh, man.
So sorry, Rob.
And
nice. Well,
hey,
we
video
need to have a chat with Skype about this.
God, it is bad.
Video. Ask the email that they will not read.
There you go.
You know, actually, maybe. XV called Megatron, but I really want to go back to it because XV's reasoning was that any Megatron that's not Beast Wars Megatron has been ruined. But basically any Megatron along the way you can point to. I mean, Megatron, especially movie Megatron, who is arguably less effective than G1 Megatron.
Which G1 Megatron?
He's good at dying and getting busted up.
Yeah, well, I mean, the G1 G1 animated Megatron.
Yeah.
Arguably, because,
you know, comic G1 Megatron is even less effective than that.
That is true.
Mm-hmm. Arguably, I think actually Beast Wars Megatron might have ruined Megatron forever because, hey, here's an actual credible Megatron.
Yeah,
well, that's what I was saying before. That was XV's point.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Any Megatron that's not Beast Wars diminishes Beast Wars Megatron.
Yeah. And ironically, he's not the one that's completely overhyped either. It's like, G1 Megs, turned into a gun, G1 Megs, blah, 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 blah.
I mean, if you want to go back a little farther than that, you can actually say that Beast Machines Megatron ruined Megatron. Because, I mean, sure, Beast Machines Megatron took over Cybertron off screen. But, you know, he was still kind of, he was definitely not our beloved Beast Wars Megatron on the series. He was just kind of this. He was a different character.
He was just hanging around.
He was the floating. He was the floating head version. He was the talking head version.
At the end.
Well, he was pretty much the whole series. He just embodied himself to a physical talking head version.
I did like the whole Spark of Darkness, whatever, where he was hopping bodies.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I think I'm gonna be useful again. Be right back.
And I guess if we're going to mention Beast Machines, we're going to have to mention Rhinox being ruined forever.
Oh, jeez. Almost the whole cast was a complete 360, wasn't it?
Rat Trap. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, Rhinox, I mean, you know, yes, I'm Rhinox, and I am willfully, you know, now evil, and it doesn't bother me at all. Where, you know, like Silverbolt, it's like, oh, hey, you know, I'm back. I'm happy to be Silverbolt again. Rhinox is like, screw you. I'm evil.
This is fun.
Yes.
Yeah, he was like, I don't have to be limited anymore.
It's
and
like
then Rat Trap is still like, oh crap.
There's been two attempts to turn that around, and it has not took. People are like, nope. No, Rhinox is, they ruined him.
They ruined Rhinox.
No form of comic or story saving that one.
They also, I feel like they also ruined Waspinator.
Yeah, well, they took away Waspinator's happy ending. I wouldn't say they ruined the character much.
Wait a minute, did I miss that episode?
Yeah, did I? Is there a gem in the last episode of Beast Machines that I missed?
All right, next BotCon. Scott, we got an impersonation we need you to do. I will take this one.
I know this is new. I know you've never heard about this one.
No, wait, guys. He's probably going, no, wait, I have.
Yeah.
You have no clue of the emails I get.
Oh, wow.
Any other characters that we really think?
I'm going to say they ruined Double Dealer. IDW did. Because they started calling them Drift. Because there has never been another Decepticon that turned Autobot before. Ever.
Yes, wasn't he a spy?
IDW. It doesn't have to make sense, Amy.
I just read Double Dealer, and he was a spy.
Well, how did he go in Marvel Comics? He just kind of worked on his own, right? I'm just kind of finding an obligatory dig at Drift this week.
I don't know that. I'm sorry. Yeah.
But yes. Lots of characters. Ruined forever.
Wait, I got it.
I really don't think that anything can be ruined forever. You can always just, you know, change the character, get, you know.
No, Jazz is ruined forever.
No, Jazz is so totally not ruined forever.
You know what?
If anybody who's going to be ruined forever would be RC, and even RC has hope.
I think I figured it out. IDW ruined Drift forever. Because, like, man, he looks so cool on the cover.
Drift ruined Drift.
It's like, he looks so cool on this cover, and then I read it. And, man, this toy is so cool. Drift is awesome. And then I read it.
Behind that scowl, he has
feet. I'm so angry.
I still love Drift.
Oh yes. Hey, let's go ahead and
let's not. Yes. Really.
Oh, we have to. Telling you.
Yeah.
I want reaction videos to people making their friends and family watch this video.
Hey, so that's a homework assignment for the chat and our listeners. Please film yourself watching this video and post it on YouTube or something, and just email us a link. Post the list.
I'm gonna try to get this. With the new setup, I'm going to try to do this without failing miserably. So, should I actually play this?
Yes.
No. Go ahead. Make sure you pick up that audio, too.
Everybody get your barf bags ready.
Okay.
Hide your kids, earmuffs, something. Just, you know,
I'm going to watch the chat.
I'm glad my earphones are in.
If you're at work, please shut it off now or mute at least for 3 minutes.
God.
This is the best thing ever.
Save us. Please save me. This is no good.
This hurts.
They can't. Can they hear us? They can't hear us.
Painful.
It doesn't matter.
I'll never be able to listen to that song again without thinking of these
images. I love the walls of text that you don't have time to read. It's like, what did I say?
Yeah. Like 2 seconds.
Please turn it off.
I'm actually frightened that the person who made this is going to write a really angry email. We're not going to be able to understand one word of it. It's like it's going to be like one long run-on sentence.
Yeah, this is.
How tall is that woman? or the best question is, wouldn't that really hurt?
Well,
I'm cutting it off. It's just wrong.
Amazon.
If you notice that toward the end of it, you get real pictures of the person holding plushie like,
really?
I'm going to kill your baby.
It's wrong. It hurts.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you stopped it.
You know, the thing, Brian,
you deserve a crowd of clapping hands.
Like, here's my little bit of feedback, though. Like, I'm watching this and I'm seeing the drawings. I'm like, you know, the drawings of this person, she looks pretty, like, average and normal and decent looking, and there's no way this actual person looks like that. Like, she's got to be, like, a hideous, deformed, horrible, scary person. No! She had her actual pictures in there. She looks normal. She looks like a person that would be at Target. And
well, if you look up at Marvel videos... I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just saying.
Wow. Like, that person could be among us.
We're getting a scary
email. I'm sorry.
We're getting a very scary email because of that one. We are so mean. How dare we? That's a true love, and we're making fun of it.
Yes.
Yeah, true love between a young girl, and a fictitious transforming truck.
That she
not created. Monkey.
Not Michael Bay. Michael Bay talked about this lady. Where he actually said, asked him about things that there's this really scary woman who thinks she's married off this crime. I try to avoid her.
That's not just me getting robbed like that, right?
No, it's all no. Just let it go.
But no, I understand. I understand. That's kind of freaky. That's that really sucks.
Look like we made it. Look how far we come. Absolutely nowhere. You come nowhere. You know, but
yeah.
Where she shows the color. The ones there's been a few times where I couldn't make out the drawing. You know, like, hey, where's her head? Oh God, where's her head? And color. Oh good, it's on his chest.
Yeah, okay. Let's go ahead and wrap things up with that. That's that's about as much as I can stand.
There's enough talk there. If you are a woman out there that feels this way, I am very, very sorry, but please do not share it with the rest of the world.
Right.
Thank you.
Right. So thanks, guys, for watching. Thank you, guys, for being here. We will be back next week with Radio Free Cybertron.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. Copyright 2011, Radio Free Cybertron.
What's going on?